Welcome to the Create Your Shape podcast. I'm Jenny, the nutritionist, and I'll be teaching you the strategy, structure, and science to build muscle and decrease body fat, specifically for ladies who work out. Hello, friends. We're talking about the three S's today: strategy, science, and structure. But first, a couple of updates. First, I just got back from a two-week trip to New Zealand and Australia. And being in Bali, you kind of think like, oh, it's just, I'll just go to, you know, Australia, New Zealand, it's so close. It is not close. It is pretty far. It was two flights in like a total of 8 hours plus flying. That doesn't include all the other transportation to New Zealand. And it took us, I think, 6 hours to get back from Australia, but that doesn't include all the other things to get to and from the airport. However, it was worth it. It just feels like once in a lifetime opportunity to get to see all these different places. And my mom and my aunt flew out to meet Aaron and I, and we just saw and did so much. Queenstown in the South Island of New Zealand is absolutely stunning. It just doesn't even look real. It is so, so cool. So highly recommend that. I could go on and on about everything we did. But the other thing that I came back to is now Create Your Shape is open for enrollment. So this class is starting in January, but it is open. But you have to get signed up during the open enrollment, which is going on right now. So Create Your Shape is my 4-month nutrition coaching program. It is specifically designed for ladies who are lifting weights and want to build muscle and decrease body fat and really understand how it works. Like, it's for the person who desires to look like they work out and feel healthy and feel fit and feel energized and well-fed, but also understand it, like understand how it works and be empowered to make decisions for the long term and not feel like they are just doing something for a little bit and then going back to what they were doing before. But they've really created this like system that for how they approach nutrition, so they know that they get the results and the physique changes they want, but also they know how to sustain it and then also build off of it for the long term. So if you're lifting weights and feel like your physique should represent it more, this is definitely the place for you. Enrollment is open until December 11th, and we get started on January 8th after the New Year festivities. You can go to jennythenutritionist.com/create-your-shape to learn more and apply. So today, I'm teaching you a concept for building your shape, but it's something that I talked about a lot and really has been the center of my program, but it's everything I speak about on the podcast. And actually in my podcast description, I have these words of the strategy, the science, the structure, and it really has always been the core of my Create Your Shape program, but I've just never put it together and articulated it in this way. So this is really a somewhat of a different approach to be able to take your shape to the next level, but do it in a way that is tailored to the person who's already lifting weights and also to the person who knows there's so much power when you understand it, and there's a big value and emphasis on being efficient and routined and achieving things in a way where you achieve them, but then you're able to sustain and maintain it because of the routine you've set up to support that. So that is why it's this concept, and I call it the Create Your Shape system, because it's the approach we use in Create Your Shape, is a little bit different because it's considering all these components. I've seen and I've done a lot of things where it's like, okay, here's the plan. Okay, great. But then you just do the plan for a little bit and then you go back to what you're doing before. Or there's no kind of, I don't say color, there's no like space for the actual implementation of it and doing that in a really savvy way. So the three components are strategy, science, and structure. And they overlap with each other to be able to change your body composition and in the ways that I just mentioned, right? But be empowered to make decisions and sustain it for the long term. So strategy, science, and structure. So I want you to think about these three components as overlapping with each other. And I'm going to break down what each of them are and give you examples so you can really wrap your head around this concept and how it would apply to you. Okay, so for your strategy, think of that as the nutrition plan. That is what you do. For the science, think of that as the nutrition knowledge. That is why and when you do it. And then structure, think of that as the nutrition routine. That is how you do it, right? So you have the strategy, that's the what you're going to do. You have the science, that's why and when you're going to do it. And then you have the structure for how to do it. So for each of these, also think of it as being specific, meaning each of these should be custom to you. That is how you're really going to not only create a fine-tuned shape, but have a like holistic fine-tuned plan that really works for your lifestyle. And at the same time, think of this all as being sustainable. None of these components is just something that you're going to do for a little bit and then it doesn't apply elsewhere, that it would apply with every goal that you have or every phase of life and every like situation or scenario that you're in. So breaking down each of these at a high level, the strategy or the nutrition plan and what you do, that is a like three-phase like custom science-based plan for lifting ladies to build muscle and decrease body fat that's mapped out over 4 months. So I think this is a huge component that so many miss because so many generalize it and say, oh, I'm just going to eat healthier. Oh, I'll just follow these macros for the unseeable future. But really, it should be very intentional, very strategic, and mapped out over a period of time. And there will be times where you're eating more. There'll be times where you're eating less. Like it's very intentional. It's strategic, right? And considering that is going to be your custom calories and your macros and the macro changes and the types of foods that may be best or food pairings or nutrient timing, when you should have certain food that would be optimized for your training, optimizing your training, right? What's the best training that is going to help you get the result that you want and the body composition changes that you want? It may also consider blood work and hormonal considerations or your supplement plan or key metrics that are being looked at as you implement the plan to adjust or as you implement the strategy to adjust the plan as needed. So that is the nutrition plans. That's what you do. The next is science. That is the nutrition knowledge. That is why you do it, when and why you do it. So my ladies, they're smart ladies. And if you're listening to the podcast, you're one of them. You like to be informed. You like to understand why. And you may like a little bit of the science, but you may be like, I like the science, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get a full-on textbook and study everything at the cell level, right? You would just want to understand it enough so you can make decisions. So that's exactly what the nutrition knowledge is. It's learning and understanding at a high level the science behind what you are doing. So that strategy that I just talked about, it's understanding the nutrition strategy for lifts. Like, why would you have these certain macros? Why would you eat more at certain times? Why would you eat less at certain times? For how long? When would you do it? And really wrap your head around all these components of macros and calories and the types of foods and food pairings and when you should eat certain foods and why you would do certain trainings and really understand it all so you're empowered to make decisions and not just relying on, oh, someone told me to do this, so I just do it, right? You're so much more motivated and you're way more likely to actually implement it and consistently do it when you understand why, but also, then you have the ability to change things up. let's say you didn't want to eat that meal, or let's say you're at your friend's baby shower, or you things change and you have to make a decision, right? Then you're able to make a decision. And once you have an understanding, you'll always be able to build off of that understanding, and you'll just get savvier and savvier and savvier with food and nutrition. All right, so the strategy or the plan, then you have the science or the knowledge of why you're doing the plan. The next is structure, and that is the nutrition routine or how you're doing the plan. So a routine, a nutrition routine is where your nutrition just runs on autopilot and you have protocol for life events that will happen. So many times I see people think, oh, well, it's the holidays, so I'll be off. Or, oh, I'm on vacation, so I'm off. Oh, well, it's date night, so I'm off. Oh, well, I have a weekend trip, so I'm off. Oh, it's girls' night, so I'm off. Oh, I'm meeting my grandma for lunch, so I'm off. And then we think about it, and then we're like, oh, wait, this is just life. This is going to happen all the time. There's going to be lots of vacations. I think there's over like 7 to 10 federal holidays in the States, and then there is annual vacations on top of that. Then there's so much. That's just part of life. And so instead of thinking we're either on or we're off, or we've got to work up this energy to do a nutrition, you know, diet, instead, it's just a routine in how we live our life. So that's going to really make it mindless. So it's just how you operate always. That is the part of the importance of the structure or the nutrition routine. So that would be things like weekly planning, right? Having a system for that. Efficient meal prepping. This doesn't mean 1,000 tiny containers. It may for some people, but it may not. Again, it's going back to making it specific and custom to you in sustainable. Now, there's a way that I teach my ladies of how to think about it and how to apply it and key things to that they want to consider so it can be efficient and still be directional and hit their goals. But this is just another example. Going out to eat, right? Knowing how to go out to eat and enjoy yourself, but also be directional. Having vacations, I call it nutrition vacations, going to work conferences, having go-to restaurants, like all of these things would be part of your nutrition routine outside of your, like, there's your standard, like, weekly things that you do. And then there's the random things that come up in life. So having kind of a holistic, and when I say holistic, I think about everything's captured when you think about your nutrition routine. And it doesn't mean it needs to be super rigid. It just needs to be considered. All right, so that is the third piece of the puzzle. So you have the strategy, that's the science, like the science-based strategy for lifting ladies to build muscle and decrease body fat is the plan. Then you have the science or the nutrition knowledge where you're learning and understanding it. And then you have your structure or the nutrition routine for how you're actually going to implement it and be consistent for the long term. So all of these together, these three components, that is the Create Your Shape system. And that is what we implement in Create Your Shape. So my ladies can build muscle, decrease body fat, be empowered to make decisions, and feel like it's on autopilot. The next class is open for enrollment right now. You can join us at jennythenutritionist.com/create-your-shape. And then we get started in January. So I will see you inside, and I'll see you next week on the Create Your Shape podcast. Hey, if you work out and want to look like you work out, then you need to be in the Create Your Shape program. Learn more and get started at jennythenutritionist.com/create-your-shape. You can also follow me on Instagram for more content at Jenny the Nutritionist.